let's jump into this. Let's jump in right away. The five things you should do in this market. A lot of people are panicking, a little nervous, got off to a rocky start. What's the five things you should do in this market?
Number one, you want to check. Everyone write this down. You want to check to make sure the stocks that you are investing in, that Vanguard and BlackRock have them as a top five holding. If not, you need to reconsider letting them go. For those of you who don't know, Vanguard and BlackRock are the market makers. They're the most important hedge funds in the space. So if they do not have a stock that you like in their portfolio, you probably should let it go. Please realize that while this market is coming down because of increasing inflation, even if it goes higher, this is a great time to build a base. Number two, please build a base. The number of shares that you have in your portfolio matters more than the price. And I know it's not easy when the market is getting beat up, but it doesn't matter if you have Apple at $10 and you only have two shares. You'd rather have 10,000 or 25,000 shares at an average price a little bit higher. So when you go to liquidate, you can sell off and be rich in the process. I need you to do your homework, and I need you to pick 10 stocks in the American market that will work in any environment. So I want to ask you guys a tough question. If China becomes the number one economic power in the next 5 years, what are the only the 10 stocks that would do well if China is number one, and then we go to number two? Because what happened last year and the years prior, because quantitative easing was so high, everyone began to take the market for granted and say, hey, I can just pick anything at any time and it's going to go to the moon. And it did. And then when inflation changed and quantitative easing changed and the Fed changed their plan, the things that were going to the moon are now being driven into the ground. So there are only maybe 10 or 15 companies in terms of American equities that will last if we are not the number one leader in the global economy anymore. Number four, go heavier on index funds. I know you get tired of me saying it, but two tech, two index. If you are worried about, and if your portfolio right now is keeping you up, we haven't even seen the worst of it, but please be mindful. Every point of exposure to every top company, let Vanguard do the work for you. If Bank of America or any company falls out of favor of JP Morgan, you'll be good. They will reallocate for you. Please put in chat, automation is king. So you want to not only automate your investment, but have asset managers that are better than you do the work for you. Trust me, Vanguard is on top of it, which companies to have in the portfolio. And then number five, you need to research year over year from 1940. Every year, I want you to write it down. What has been the return every year? And it will give you some sense of confidence. This year, we'll probably be anywhere from 7 to 11%. It won't be like last year. It won't be a rock star year. We will be up. It'll be a little bit more difficult, especially in comparison to last year. If you're used to getting 20 and 30%, 40% as a newbie, and it was easy, that won't be here. But once you do that research and see what the returns are every year and see really once in only 7 to 10 years, we truly have a down market, you won't be as shocked about the things that we're dealing with right now.
Can I add to yours?
Absolutely.
That's a solid five. And I guess the ones I kind of have fit into the five that you have. And so The first one you said, so they don't panic. I think that's rule number one. Don't panic. Yeah. And the only way to not panic,
shout out to French,
is to really understand those year over year returns. So if you understand that and you look in long term vision, you'll have less angst in some of your decisions.
Yeah.
And so my number one was don't panic. My number two was understand who you are and where you are in your journey. And so when I say understand who you are, understand what type of investor you are. Right. What's your risk tolerance? Are you conservative? Are you looking for growth? Are you looking for that? Understand who you are as an investor. Okay. And understand that if you're at the beginning of your journey, right, don't compare it to somebody else's. Don't compare your chapter one to chapter 36 of somebody else's financial journey. This is your chapter. And so that kind of goes hand in hand of understanding who you are and the way you're going to invest. So that's vitally important. You said heavy on indexes. I agree with you. So I said, find long-term positions, go heavy on ETFs and index funds as well. Right? Because these are, if you're at the beginning of your journey, these are some safer places to be invested in. But also, and this is kind of like my number four, is find your number. What's your buy-in number going to be? Right? Because if the market pulls back and you already have if you've done your research and you studied your year over year returns, and you know this is going to be your buy-in number, you actually are looking forward to the pullbacks so you can actually get in the position where you want, because you're going to have it at a lower price point and you're going to have it long term. So I agree with all the ones you said, and those are just like not even asterisks.
Additions
to what you said.
Yeah, I think definitely I just want to just talk about the index fund part a little bit, because you had talked about it last week a little bit, but I think, I don't know if people actually understood the full breadth of what you said. So especially for new beginners, I have a suspicion that the vast majority of people are new investors or still like in the amateur phases. It's you have to be careful of the vocal minority. On social media, like you go on like different shade room and all that, and it's like a bunch of like negative comments. You could put somebody's grandmother on shade room, somebody's gonna say she's ugly. But the problem is that it's still a vocal minority. The vast majority of people don't feel like that, but it feels like it because the minority have a loud voice. Same thing with investing. I'm noticing, like, no matter what you say about investing, somebody's gonna be like, oh, that's not true. You can double leverage this and make 20,000%. And you start to feel like everybody's an expert. Mm-hmm. What it does is that it makes the people that's not experts, that's just beginning, feel uncomfortable.
That's real.
The vast majority of people are not that. So I say that to say, he has to talk about this index fund. The reason why Ian talks about indexes a lot, and he said it last week, is that it gives you a hedge. So like if you're in the tech, right, and people saying like a sector rotation or tech is going down, da 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 da. Well, that's one of the benefits of having an index fund, because the index fund, you have the total market, either total market or 500, S&P 500. Yeah. So now if one sector is doing bad, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. So that's like, it's like a safety net, where the index fund, and that's why when Mark Cuban says that he's invested in the Russell 2000.
Yep.
And then he said like Netflix and I think Microsoft, another like tech company. So this is why the index fund is imperative to your investment pyramid. It's like a foundational base. Mm-hmm. Not to say that you only have to do index funds, but it's the safest play when it comes to investing. You're not going to lose money long term with index funds, and it gives you broad range diversification amongst pretty much all areas,
every major,
of the economy. So me personally, I put money into an index fund last week. I put money into the S&P 500, and I put money into VTI. So you know, practice what we preach. But I just want to just put that out there, because I feel like not enough people, they might not fully understand the index fund and why that's important.
Yeah, it was Amazon, Netflix for Mark Cuban.
Yeah, and shout out to Hill Harper, who just texted us.
Yo, I appreciate you, bro.
On the check-in.
On the check-in.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.